Tell you, I've got the guys from the odds in here with me. A little bit of Craig and Marie are in the house with me today from the odds.
I should speak like Barry White when you say things.
You should do that. You should do it a little bit louder though too. Just
all right. Should I speak like Barry White since it's so hot in here,
Lisa?
Oh, there you are. See, I had the wrong mic on.
There. Okay.
Oh. Okay, go ahead. Keep talking.
Well, I just was trying to speak like Barry White because you were talking about how hot it was.
It is. Okay, look, go ahead.
You had to be here though.
I'm listening.
I can't really do it, though.
Oh, you can't. Yeah. Oh, cannot perform.
I'm just this dude
command.
From Vancouver. I was going to go, yeah, Lisa. That was all.
All right. Well, that works. All right. So, guys, you're performing tonight at the Octave Theater. Showtime at 8 o'clock. And it's about the story of the band because, well, people know you by the songs, but they don't know you necessarily. And I have to quote Robbie Baker here. He's performing tonight as well
he is.
You tonight, right?
Yes.
Strippers Union. Little bit of a co-star in tonight's show. Robbie is quoted, and I have to tell you, I went to high school with Robbie, so this is really hilarious coming out of his mouth. He's quoted as saying, with all the great opportunities we gave them, and with all the talent they had, they never really amounted to anything. What's that about?
Yes, he speaks the truth. Robbie, of course, some of you may know, he's from Kingston. And he's our good old dear friend. And we made a record together in 2005 as Strippers Union. And we're here recording another one. So that is a reason to come to Kingston. But we put together a trailer, a sort of a little movie to show that we were doing this play and what was it was about. So we asked a bunch of our friends to say things about us, and that's what he said, so we put it in the trailer. And every time somebody made a joke off camera or did something like that, we asked people to sort of ridicule us a little bit, we put it in our trailer.
So, well, it's perfect because it's like,
it's really
good. Well, they never really amounted to much to anything, and the whole thing is that you guys are at the top of your game and then you call it quits. Well, like, were you nuts? Like, there you are, just really giving her. And you're top of your game, and you say, all right, better to burn it than to fade away, or what? Like, just go?
I think it is pretty pure that way, because we've always been driven by whatever idea we had next, whatever song was there. And at that time, it just sort of felt like it was time. Maybe a new song wasn't going to come fast enough, and we were having enough squabbles, inner band sort of things that you go, yeah, let's not do this for a while. And that's how we put it, you know. We're going to not do this for a while. Most bands traditionally break up.
Mm-hmm.
But we just sort of said, nah, we're not doing it. And that while ended up being almost 10 years.
Wow.
Even though three of us, Doug Elliott and, who not the Doug Elliott from the station here, but the one in our band, and Pat Stewart, we kept doing everything together. We made records with Strippers Union. We made records with Northy Valenzuela. We made my solo records. Everyone was on them. We did a lot of film and television, like you mentioned, Corner Gas and Kids in the Hall. So finally, Doug and Pat just came to me and said, this is dumb. Why don't we just do it the way we used to do it?
It's time.
And Murray came along.
Back together.
Murray came along, and the picture was complete.
Mm-hmm.
Murray, you were the missing piece.
I'm the new guy.
The new guy. The rookie when it comes to the odds.
Hi.
Yeah. I'm sure you're teaching a few old dogs some new tricks, are you?
Trying to, but man, they just don't listen.
Oh, well, you know. Well, I want to hear another tune there, guys. You think you got another tune in there for me?
Sure, we got a K-Rock classic for you.
All right.
Yeah, grab your blue box.
I'm getting the blue box out. You hear that? How's that?
That's good.
And if you rustle the inside liner.
It's almost like a shaker.
It is, yeah.
It is.
Okay.
It's all coming together.
Okay, plastic wrap. All right, ready? 1, 2, 1.
Natural selection. I've avoided all detection and the tender bits underneath. Oh, with window dressing and calculated guessing. It was the suit that got me the gig. It was the tear that got me the girl. I'm a sheep in this wolf's clothing. I'm a picture that I'm holding of someone who is cool. So like a thimble, swallow someone who is cool. Someone who is cool. Someone who is cool. Someone who is cool. Jesus in movies of the week. One of the people wish for oozes from my every pore. I'm the coffee, not the sleep. And I'm the song about the song that once said something new. I'm a scandal that's unfolding. I'm a picture that I'm holding of someone who is cool. Someone who is cool.
You guys nice. Are awesome. Joining me in studio right now, I've got Craig and Murray. Wow. See, I'm all tongue-tied. You guys just get me all tongue-tied up. Mm. Wow. So tonight's the night. Anything else you can tell us about the show?
Well, we kind of get tongue-tied, and then we play music. It's just basically if you came to see all the songs you wanted to hear, you get to hear those and a few more, and we have a big screen with things playing, and it kind of refers to what we're talking about, so you get to watch TV and see the odds and see a concert, and then Strippers Union comes out,
and it just also makes sense. I mean,
it's like, what do you want more, a massage, or
I'm just what a great suggestion. And furthermore, you could be in air-conditioned comfort.
That's true. The beautiful Octave Theater. I don't know where it is. I would explain it, but I think it's...
Google it,
yeah. You can go to oddsmusic.com, and it takes you everywhere, Odds, too.
Beautiful. Well, look forward to seeing the show tonight, boys. Thanks so much for joining me in studio, Craig and Murray from The Odds. You can catch them tonight at the Octave Theater, along with Robbie Baker and Strippers Union, doing a little bit of acting and playing with you guys as well. Showtime, what time?
8
o'clock. All right, we will see you there. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.